Pull it tight. There we go. Right in the middle. Hold it tight. Hold it tight. All right, now walk on it. Walk that line. You got to walk the line, girl. Walk that line. There you go. Come on. All right. Good. Thank you. Now, let's see here. Hey. All right, that'd be good right there. Right there. And let's see. One big step. Okay. All it takes is a rope and one other person, and you in a fight. All right, let's see. I'm going to take one big step this way, okay? Because you're always one step from crossing the line. Yeah, you're just one step from crossing the line. Where's the rest of my prop go? Oh, see, when you get my age, you can't remember what happened 5 minutes ago. You remember what happened 50 years ago, but not 5 minutes ago. Don't y'all laugh. You'll get there too. Praise the Lord. I'm getting ready. I hope I don't mess my hair up. Did I mess my hair up? Huh? It's upside down. I'm dyslexic too. Now, is that right? Is it centered good? I don't look funny or anything? Look like an egg up here or anything? Okay. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand and read you a scripture. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. When I would do good, evil is present with me. I want to teach you this morning from this thought. There are three sides to every story. I know Mama told you there's two sides to every story, but I'm here to tell you there are three sides to every story. Let's pray. God, I come into your presence today with your word. Your word is already anointed, but I am not. Unless you give me anointing, I have no anointing. Hallelujah. But I ask you, anoint me along with your word, and their ears need to be anointed to hear the word of God. And if we're all anointed, then we will accomplish what we're sent forth to do. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. There are three sides to every story. God is good, and everything that God does is good. Can you say amen? The Bible says that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. But it is the devil's job to pervert the good to make it evil, because everything started out good, even in creation. He said, it is good, right? But it is the devil's job to take evil. Did you know where it comes from? It's simply good that has been perverted. You name me anything good and it can be turned into something bad. And many things that were created for a good reason. But evil perverts it to become bad. A man's heart is wicked, the Bible said, and who can know it? You are easily perverted. Did you know that? Because there's something inside of you that likes perversion. Oh, yes. Because our heart is exceedingly wicked, and who can know it? So what point, though, at what point does good become evil? And where is the line where you say, now it's bad? It was good, and now it's bad. Where was it righteous and it become unrighteous? At what point was it godly and now it's become ungodly? Where is the line where one difference is made? And it's a tug of war. How close can you get to the line and still be good? How close can you get to the line and still be saved? How close can you get to the line and still be righteous and holy and sing the praises of God and announce that I'm saved by the grace of God? How close can you get? I find that I am stuck in the middle. My mind is wandering. It's my mind that wonders, how close to the edge? Brother, I don't know how close to Grand Canyon you got, but I got close enough with that picture. That's a deep hole out there. And you know, when you get to the edge of anything, it feels like it's pulling you in. You ever notice that? You get to the edge of a building, and you're on the roof, and you're doing this, and it's, what's the deal with that? And so sometimes you're one step away from going over the line. Amen. God created all the earth and its glory, and then he even created man. And he looked back on his work, and when there was nobody to praise God, he praised himself. I'm telling you, sometimes you just got to praise yourself. Amen. Sometimes I'll mow the yard and weed eat it, and nobody else is looking. It's the backyard. And I go, Lord, this looks good. Hallelujah. And I praise myself just a little bit. And so he made all the world and the earth, and he said it's good, but there was nobody to say it's good with him except the angels that he had already created. So he makes a man, and he says, it is good. But then after he made him, he said it's not good that he should be alone. And so he created a woman. Now, God had spoken to all the earth and said, bring forth. He just spoke the word. Bring forth, and the herbs and the trees and everything began to bring forth, and its seed was contained in it. But I want you to notice, my brothers and sisters, that he created a garden, and the Bible says, and he planted a garden. He did not speak that garden. He did not say to inside that garden, now bring forth. The Bible says he planted a garden, which lets me know he selected what he wanted to put in his garden. Yeah, now I'm going somewhere. We planted a little garden, my wife and I, more her than me, but we went to Lowe's and we selected what we wanted to put in our garden. We didn't just say birth and throw out a bunch of seeds. We selected. And so God selected what he wanted in his garden. And he put many different kinds of trees, many fruit trees and many herbs and so forth. Because he had a plan, he also planted a man. He said he put the man in the garden to dress it for God. His first job, the first job the world ever knew, was a gardener. Hallelujah. And so he puts this man in this garden and he put him in the midst of the garden. He planned where that garden would be. It talks about the river Euphrates and another river and all these rivers and all this stuff. And he said, right here, I'm going to plant my garden and I'm going to put a man there and he's going to be a husbandman and he's going to trim the bushes and he's going to pick the fruit and I'll come and visit with him. We'll talk about how good it is. We'll say, oh, life is good. This is a wonderful place and a wonderful way to live. He said, but I'm going to put two other trees among all the trees that are out there in the midst. You know what the midst means? It means the middle. Right in the middle of the garden. He said, I'm going to put one tree. I'll call it the tree of life. And as long as man eats from that tree, it shall sustain his life. But on the other side, I'm going to put right in the middle another tree called the tree of what? Do you remember? Tree of knowledge of good and evil. And it, my brothers and sisters, will bring forth death. One tree brings forth sustaining life. One tree will bring forth death. And he puts man right in the middle to make a choice. Mm-hmm. And he has to choose between life and death. And he tells man after he placed him there, you have three choices. Because I'm here to tell you, every story has three sides to it. Yeah, it's not just Johnny's side and Joey's side. Let me tell you, it's about God. It's about evil. It's about you. Every story has three sides to it. And he puts this man in the garden. He said, you have three choices. You can eat freely of all the trees that are in the garden. Amen. And you can eat also, if you will, of the tree of life. But I'm telling you, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For the day you touch it, the day you partake of it, you shall surely die. So here's a man with all these choices to make. It seems to be obvious what the choices ought to be. But one day Eve approaches the middle of the garden where the two trees are located, and she hears a voice saying, yea, did God not say that you shall eat of every tree of the garden? And he begins to question Eve about what God said, about the voice of God. Questioning the voice of God. And the serpent, what he said was correct, but it refreshed Eve's memory about what God had said. And once she had heard God's voice say that she could eat of every tree, but not the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And so she could recall God's voice because she repeats what God said. And she could hear the devil's voice. And now she adds her voice. The third part of the story. And she said unto the serpent, she chimed in her own voice. Instead of saying, I rebuke you, the Lord said, I shall not eat. She began to give her choice, and her voice came into existence. And she said unto the serpent, we may eat of all the trees of the garden. We can freely eat of everything, but the tree in the midst of the garden, which the Lord God said we shall not eat, we shall not even touch it, lest we die. Now that I heard him say, I know that's what he said. So sure. And the serpent said to the woman, oh, you won't surely die. No, you won't surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat of it, you'll be smart like him. And you'll know good and evil. Oh, don't you know that God's hiding something from you? You know, I don't like people to hide. I don't like sneaky people. Just be open with me. And he said, don't you know God? He don't want you to have that because he knows when you eat that, you'll be like him. Be smart. And now our tug of war, my little brothers and sisters, begins in her mind. And do I obey the voice of God? Is he telling the truth? And there's three parts to every story. And now she has her own voice mixed in there. And sometimes we say, I need to get my mind wrapped around this thing. No, you need to get that thing wrapped around your mind. Yeah. And you have a voice, my brothers and sisters, in the matter. And when she saw that the tree was good, she saw that it was good food to eat, and she saw it was pleasant to the eyes, and she was one desired to make one wise. She said, why wouldn't God want me? What was God thinking anyway? Look how beautiful it is. I want to be smart and wise. Who doesn't want to be wise? Huh? Who doesn't want to eat good food? And who doesn't want to look at things pleasing to the eye? That's what the flesh wants. And he played on what the flesh wanted, because that's what leads to death. And so she did eat, the Bible says, and she gave her husband, and he did eat. I'm here to tell you that Eve was deceived, but Adam was not. When she would do good, the Lord God told me, I shall not eat, and she would do good, she got too close to the line. And when she would do good, evil was present with her. Where was God? When she would do good, evil was present with her and pulled her across the line. And she pulled him across the line. Because he listened to her voice. This tug of war across the line, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. She crossed the line, and then she pulled her husband across the line, and they both began to die. As soon as they committed this evil, they tried to cover it up. I don't know about you, boys and girls, but when I did wrong, I won't cover it up. It's just something in me that says, I don't want anybody to know this. Now, don't leave me out there, dads and moms, on a limb. You're still that way. We're still that way. When you do wrong, I don't want nobody to know that. If you don't mind, and as soon as they did wrong, they sewed fig leaves together to hide their nakedness. Let me tell you, you can't cover up in the sight of God. No, you can't cover up in the sight of God. Moses killed a man and he tried to cover him up and buried him in the sand, but the thing got out anyway. And he said, surely this thing is out. And what did he do? He fled. Cain slew Abel, and he said, never hear from him again, but he still had a voice. The Bible said that his blood went into the ground, and the Lord came and saw Cain, said, his voice is still crying to me out of the ground. Where is your brother? I'm telling you, there's a three-sided story here. The Lord came, and Adam wasn't there, and he was hiding. Why was he hiding? He heard the voice of the Lord walking in the midst of the garden. He heard him coming, and he went and hid. And as this voice approaches, he's saying, Adam, where art thou? And God began to ask the first questions in the Bible. Adam, where art thou, Adam? Nowhere's to be found. He was hiding himself, the Bible says, among the trees he once could eat of. Wow, another sermon there. And he looked at him and he said, Adam, you know, what's happened? Why are you hiding? He said, Lord, I was afraid because I sinned. He said, who told you that you were naked? Who told you that? Who told you that you were naked? You've been talking, you've been listening to another voice. And Adam responded, oh, no, sir. Oh, no, sir. I've seen that tree many times. I never listened to Satan's voice. It wasn't me. I didn't listen to Satan's voice. I listened to her. It wasn't him that deceived me. You see, there's three sides of the story, God. It wasn't me. I wasn't deceived. I listened to her. And when he pointed his finger at the woman, the Lord approached the woman. He said, what hast thou done? And she said, three-sided story. She said, it wasn't me. I intended to do good, but evil was present with me. And so I listened to the wrong voice. That serpent beguiled me. Serpent beguiled me. And so the Lord looked at all the situation, and then as he looked at the serpent, he said, you shall crawl on your belly all the days of thy life. And to the woman, he said, in sorrow shall thou conceive children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. And you, Mr. Adam, who caused all of us to fall, you, Mr. Adam, shall work by the sweat of your brow. The earth shall not bring forth all that it should be. You're going to have to, thorns and thistles, you're going to have to deal with the rest of your life. In my little garden yesterday, we were talking about how to keep the weeds out. What are we going to do? I even thought about putting shingles down. Keep the weeds out. You spray stuff, it kills something else. It's tough. It's tough to raise a garden. And so, three-sided story. There's good, and there's evil, and there's you. That's in the middle between good and evil. Inside of you are two things. There's good, there's a good side of you, and there's a bad side of you. There's a righteous side of you, and there's a wicked side of you. There's a godly side of you, and there's an ungodly side of you. Don't act like you don't have those things. For the Bible says, a man said he sins not, he deceiveth himself and is a liar.
Let all men be what? Liars. And let God be truth. So inside of you is this tug of war going on in a person's mind, trying to make decisions. But I'm going to tell you who's going to win is the one that's stronger. Rebecca said, Lord, if I'm so blessed, why am I thus? If I'm so blessed, why is this struggle going on inside of me? She was stuck in the middle. And inside of her was twins. And he said, inside of you are two nations. And inside of you are two manners of people. I've said many times, there's you and there's your representative. There's the one you show everybody and there's the real you. We bring our representative to church. And as soon as the door shuts, we get back to being us. But I'm so blessed in church. Hallelujah. And so there's this tug of war goes on inside of us. And inside of Rebecca was this tug of war of two manners and people. And the Lord said, before they was even born, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. Why? Because Jacob loved the things of God and Esau despised the things of God. Esau was stronger in his flesh, but Jacob was stronger in his faith. And faith came out on top of flesh. Let your faith come out on top of your flesh. So Paul writes this, I read one verse to you. He writes this verse and he writes this chapter to the Roman church. And he said, I want to tell y'all something. I have a split personality. How many... Yeah. He said, I just want to be open. It's time to fess up. I have a split personality. Sometimes I'm good, and sometimes I'm bad. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Sometimes I feel like going to church, and sometimes I don't feel like going to church. Sometimes I feel like clapping my hands when the associate pastor says clap my hands, and sometimes I don't feel like clapping my hands. Now, who's going to win this thing? Who's going to win this thing? There's a good guy in me and there's a bad guy in me. And I'm stuck in the middle between the two. And I want to help you this morning by telling you that the three-sided story is based on three laws. Three laws. The law of the flesh, which was Moses dealt with. He wrote 10 commandments that God gave him. What? Every one of them dealt with the flesh. If you broke the law, death, doom, destruction. It brought on condemnation. It was the equivalent, if you will, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's what it brought on, condemnation and death and severance from God. Paul said, I want to be honest because I know, and I want Brother Gidros to read for me a little bit. He said, this is what I know, and this is what I want to teach you this morning. There's some things that you need to